In the name of the ancient word, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, who is the Word of God, our Lord and Savior, implanted in your heart to the gift of faith. In his name, amen. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you will, if you brought them this evening. Otherwise, use one of the pew Bibles to turn to our text, a reading from Mark chapter 4. We're actually going to look at the first part of Mark chapter 4, and then we'll get to our text in just a few moments. In Mark chapter 4, you might remember, might be able to remember after this anyway, that there are four parables. You might remember, I hope, that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus was the master teacher, and Jesus, in Mark chapter 4, teaches about his word using four parables. Three of those four parables all deal with the planting of seeds, and the fourth of those parables is about his word being like a light put on a lampstand to give light to all around the house. Jesus is the master teacher. And as he brought the word of God to people, God's heavenly word, his divine word, the people flocked from everywhere. That's what Mark chapter 4, the beginning of the chapter, tells us. So many gathered around because they wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. And as Jesus preached and as he taught, he did so with distinction. He did so differently than the scribes and Pharisees, and people were drawn to him to hear him speak about Jesus and God's precious word. As Jesus spoke, he used these parables. The first was the parable of the sower. That's the sower who lavishly sowed the seeds, and some of it fell on the pathway. Some fell on the rocky ground, some the thorn-infested ground, and some fell on the good ground, where it produced 30, 60, 100-fold. Those are the parables that tell about the Word of God and how it does its work and how it accomplishes its purpose. He tells us in our text for tonight two particular parables about the seed of God's Word and how it grows. The first of those parables is the seed of the parable of the growing seed. And the second of the parables is the parable of the mustard seed. In the first parable, as Jesus unpacks it, as he tells the story for others to hear, he said, the seed of God, the word of God, the kingdom of God, is like a man who sowed his seed. He did so lavishly. He did so generously. And as he sowed the seed, it fell into receptive soil. As it fell into the soil, whether the man was awake or asleep, whether he got up or whether he stayed in bed, the seed did its work. The seed, as I mentioned to the children a moment ago, the seed has life in it. And that life is ready, it's willing, it's eager to burst forth and to bear fruit for all to see and for all to know. And that's the way the seed of God's word is. That growing seed does what God wants it to do, what he wants it to accomplish. Whether the sower is awake or asleep, whether he gets up or stays in bed, the seed does its work. And Jesus said the work of the seed is to bring forth life. First of all, it sprouts. And secondly, then the heads become full. And finally and ultimately, the seed, when it's fully grown, bears its head and is ready to be harvested. You know, Jesus really, in these parables, especially the ones for this evening, is talking about the importance of his kingdom. And the purpose of the word doing its work is to bring forth a harvest. And that's what it's ultimately about. That's what his kingdom is ultimately about, to bring in the harvest of souls, of hearts that are ready to receive him as Lord and Savior. As we said to the children a moment ago, not only that we live for him now, as this is part of his kingdom, but ultimately that on the last day, he will safely gather us in to be with him. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, one day you will also always be. It's amazing as we unpack this parable. Jesus is the sower of the seed. And as Jesus sows the seed, he does so lavishly and richly. He wants everyone to receive his seed. Well, what is the seed? The seed is the Word of God. We would say the law of God and the gospel of God. The law and gospel that does its work. The law that breaks into hardened hearts. And the gospel that causes life to issue and life to come forward. As God's seed, his word, is implanted into the soil of our hearts, it's God's desire that that seed would grow within us, so that we, too, could be the ones who are fruitful and multiply. God wants his word, his message of divine salvation, to be in your heart and mine. He wants us to know that God loves us. God loves you. And Jesus died in your place and in mine, so that we could have life in this world and life in the world to come. Not only are we the soil and the Word, God's Word in our lives, but God allows us to multiply and grow as faith grows in our hearts and lives, so that we in turn become sowers of the seed. Not only do we receive it for ourselves, but as it grows in us, as it does the work God intends for it to do, he intends that we, in turn, become sowers of the seed. As we have received, so we lavishly give it out. And as we give out that word of God, God wants it to be planted in still more and more hearts, so that they too might see and hear and believe. That's God's desire, and that's God's work, as his seed does its work in us. You know, it seems incomprehensible, it seems irresistible, but that's the way it is with God's word. God says, I don't send my word out and let it come back empty, but it accomplishes the thing for which I send it. Just like the rain comes down and waters the earth and does what I want it to do, so is my word as it goes out to all the world. Jesus then, talking again about the kingdom of God, says the kingdom of God is like this second parable. It's like that growing seed, but it's also like the tiniest of all seeds, the mustard seed. Look at that hand and how tiny that seed is in comparison with the hand that holds it. And God says, that's the way it is with my word, the seed of my word. It may seem to you insignificant. It may seem like it can accomplish nothing. But in my hand, as my word goes out, it will accomplish exactly what I want it to accomplish. Not just a small thing, but this seed of my word, accomplishes great and wonderful and powerful almighty things because I'm behind that seed causing it to grow. It's like this little mustard seed that seems so small, but when planted, becomes one of the greatest trees, one of the greatest bushes in the garden. So much so that the birds of the air can all come and nest in it. They can find a place of shelter and security, a place of comfort, and know that they are welcomed to that place. So it is with my word, God says, as it goes out and accomplishes what I want it to accomplish. In this case, in this parable, you and I are those birds of the air. Those birds of the air that are welcomed by his word, that are comforted, are encouraged to know that God is our Savior. Jesus is the one who died in our place to give us eternal life. And those words bring comfort and peace and hope for us, but not for us alone. They're for all the birds of the air. And that's where God calls us once again to be those who share the incomprehensible, the irresistible word of God, so that it accomplishes his purpose and will. That's why for us, the word of God is so important. That's why we offer so many opportunities for Bible study and for Sunday school, for Saturday school, for gathering God's people together around His Word. And why it's important for you to receive the seed of God's Word in your hearts, in your homes, in your devotions, and in your own personal Bible reading, so that God's Word will have its way in your heart and multiply there many times over to be a blessing for you and a blessing for all those who are around and about you. Ultimately, Jesus says, you know, it's not so much about the Word as it is about the harvest. That's why Jesus says, I want to tell you these parables. The kingdom of heaven is like this. And what is the kingdom of heaven? What is His will? It is wherever Jesus rules. Jesus rules by faith in your heart. So the kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdom of God is in this place. As God's people gather together, as we gather together to encourage and strengthen and be a blessing to those around us, the kingdom of God is here in His church. And ultimately, the kingdom of God is in heaven, where He rules perfectly forever and eternally. God's desire is that His Word would grow in you so that you would be a part of His kingdom now and forevermore. Jesus told parables about all of these things. There's nothing He told them, the text tells us tonight, without telling them in parables. And when He explained, then the disciples understood and they believed. May you and I, as His disciples today, hear and learn and understand and believe what God is doing in us through the power of His Word. Irresistible, incomprehensible, because it's His work, His power within us. May it grow and multiply 30 and 60 and 100-fold so that we too can share that Word of God with others who need to see and hear and believe. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus and His beautiful Word. In His name we pray it. Amen.